Maloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malole Soifu, Malelangi Mama, Kia Orana, Maloelelei, Fakalofa Lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Mele Puka, Mao, Mai Teama, E Momo Lava Pikia, Peti Tato Tamana Italangi, Motana Tauhinga, Manahaka Manuyanga, Mokitato Uma. Mateola Matemalohi Kumawe Kitato, Kokatino in Tato Tamahaina Bene. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health.
Te Ama Pacifica Health is so privileged and excited to say good morning, Talofa Lava. This is a program by Te Ama, is to promote the well-being of Pacific people. Each week you'll hear interviews with studio guests giving advice on health, education, employment, housing and other support services that encourage wellness and foster healthy, happy lives for our people and the community here in New Zealand, Aotearoa. And with us this morning, we have very beautiful special guests. In the studio right now, we have Stephanie Eric, who is the senior advisor. And also, we have the even more beautiful Rebecca Ruhiu Collins, who is a stop smoking practitioner from Hapai Te Hauora, Māori Public Health. But as we do normally, before we continue, we always would like to acknowledge God and say thank you, you know, for the most beautiful gift of life, especially for waking us up this morning. We are reminded that many people didn't wake up this morning, and we thank God that we have been able to wake up this morning. And so, therefore, we're going to start our program with a word of prayer.
Awesome Father in Heaven, thank you so much for your love and grace and mercy, for the beautiful day that you provided for us, for the gift of life. Thank you for this opportunity to share with our sisters here healthier way of living and ways to reach out to our communities and to help them, Lord, in various ways. And as we learn more today, we just invite your presence to be with us and also with our speakers. In your name we pray, Lord. Amen.
I'm so glad you came to stay.
Welcome back, listeners. It's great to know that you're listening in, and here in our studio we have the two beautiful women, Rebecca and Stephanie, and our special guest who will be speaking about what we'll be talking about on the radio this morning is Rebecca. Just a little glimpse into what she's going to be talking about. She's a stop smoking practitioner and advocate, and has been working to help people kick the habit of tobacco and get financially free. And she's been doing this for over 10 years. She is the founder of Vape to Save, a stop smoking program using e-cigarettes, and has a financial capability support weaved into this to help people get healthy and wealthy. This is a very interesting topic, Rebecca, and we're going to learn more about this. But right now, for those who are listening in, could you just share a bit of your background? You know, yeah, just go for it. Thank you.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. I am in this amazing room of three beautiful Pacific wahine. So thank you for inviting me to come today. My background is, as you mentioned, it's been 10 years plus. I have been working in tobacco control, especially in the space of helping people to kick tobacco. And, it's been a very long journey for many people that I've worked with. But also I've helped the New Zealand Government, Ministry of Health, to change their practice of how they can produce evidence-based stop smoking treatment that actually is effective in helping people to quit tobacco. Yeah. So I've worked in that space. I've trained the stop smoking services in New Zealand, and I also deliver treatment, and that's probably where my heart is actually with the people, and making not making, but helping people to realise their potential and how they can actually do it for themselves.
Thank you for that. We've just gone straight into it, right into the centre and the core and the heart of what this interview is about today, and that's really awesome. Somewhere along the line, somewhere along the way in your upbringing and all that, something must have instilled within you, the passion to help people to be healthy financially, wealth and all that. So if we could just step back a little bit, could you just share with us also a little bit of your background? You're from New Zealand, your education and all that, and what got you into the passion of doing this?
So I'm a bit of an Anzac cookie. Okay. So and what that means is my mother's Australian, from Bathurst, Australia,
right?
And she met my lovely father, Māori boy from the Hokianga. So I come from the Hokianga, far north, and my mother had smoked all her life, pretty much. She started very young. And over the years, as a young girl, watching my mother smoking, I remember, her having the doctor saying, "You've got to stop smoking." He gave her gum, nicotine gum then, and I remember her chewing this gum in the car on a Hokianga road, and she just said, this isn't working. And so I remember her spitting it out the window as we're driving in our Humber down a real dusty Hokianga road. And then all of a sudden, as the years go by, she continues smoking. She tries, but she can't give up. I lost my mum due to smoking.
Okay.
So, she got emphysema and 8 years now passed away from a smoking related illness. So I then decided, it was just by chance I stepped into this health world. And by chance I actually started out as a Okati Kai Piper, which is a Māori stop smoking program, Okati Kai Piper Kaimahi. And I was helping people and trying to learn how to help people stop smoking. And I always reflected back to my mother smoking, and now all of a sudden my sisters, my brother, we all started smoking. And I thought, okay. So that sort of led me down in the space of educating myself around health, around stop smoking, especially the treatment side, the addiction side, and trying to help as many people as I could. Now, you know what? It's hard work.
It is.
Yeah. It is extremely hard work, and I knocked my head against the wall many times trying to help people that found it just too difficult. Now, my mother and I, we argued. We argued. There was a lot of tension between her and I over these years, because potentially I could see if she just stopped, it would keep her with us a little bit longer.
Rebecca, before you continue, I can't help but just to acknowledge how beautiful you look. Not only I wish that our beautiful listeners can actually see you. You're so young and beautiful, as well as not only that, but you have a beautiful heart, you know, like the way that you speak about your mom and now your sister. And I just had to come in here, you know, just to acknowledge that to our listeners, to say that I can feel, I can sense that love that you have. You want people to have a good life, right?
That's right.
Yeah, carry on.
Thank you. I do get a bit, my heart comes out a lot when I'm doing this, Mahi. And especially with,
thank you,
with my mum.
Because it hits home, right? It comes from the heart. And that's, you actually answered the question, you know, that I was saying, what is it that's driven you to do something like this? You know, you've mentioned your mum. You lost your mum through this, and we picked up that you're actually coming on board where the addiction is already in full swing. That's the prevention side is something else. You're there to help the people get off that habit.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, thanks.
It's and you know, I think. A lot of people over the years have, some have taken it up and actually really been successful and kicked tobacco. I think now in New Zealand we've come to a point that we are really, we've got people that enjoy smoking, people that have tried many, many times and have used every effort out there with all the medicines that we've got. And they still cannot stop smoking.
Yeah, they're addicted to it.
Absolutely addicted to it.
Yeah.
And so now it's like, what next? What next? How do we help the people? And like I said, I was knocking my head up against the wall. I was really, you know, I mean, helping people to deliver evidence-based treatment and stop smoking, some real good stop smoking support to help them, was doing well, but it wasn't enough.
And you wanted to do more.
I wanted to do more. So there was a report that was released from the UK, and it was the Public Health UK report, and it had some really key scientists and researchers that were supporting this report. And that report came out and it said that e-cigarettes was considered 95% less harm. And I had heard back in little old Aotearoa, New Zealand, I had heard about all this good mahi that was happening over in the UK, and they were using e-cigarettes, and that there was a big push. That I, as soon as this report was released in August of 2015, I said to myself, that's it. I'm going to start using e-cigarettes in my treatment therapy, and I'm going to see what this does. And at the time, New Zealand was very, it was a very closed space. No one really wanted to talk about e-cigarettes. My peers were, you know, oh, no, you can't, it looks like tobacco, and why should we, you know, help them get addicted to something else? There was all of this conversation that was happening. And so I went underground.
Okay.
In a way.
Investigator.
I did. I went underground and I thought, okay, I've got to test this out. So I was very, very quiet. I got a bit of funding to help me get started. That wasn't government funding either. And it was really small, but it was something that I could start off with. I went out, I spoke with all our smokers in our community, and I just said, and I had a my te reo group I was in, and I went and I picked all these girls out of my te reo group. Now, you know, Māori women, high prevalence of smoking in this country, our Māori women. And so I thought, I'm going to go for the hardest group. Now, all of them were smoking.
Yeah.
I invited them to my group, and what happened was just amazing. This group of women all quit tobacco within a week of using an e-cigarette. And, you know, I watched them in the group, and I watched this vapour coming out of their mouth, and in my heart, and I'm looking at it, I'm going, this looks like tobacco. It looks like smoking. But you know what changed my mind? It was what they were saying. It was just so stressless. It's the first time they've stopped smoking tobacco. And it just built this motivation and determination to keep going. Now, what also popped out of this was the amount of money that had in their pocket.
Yep.
And, you know, these women are, you know, they're living day to day, and it's a struggle for them. And what I found out was that they were spending $80 to $120 a week on tobacco. Lot of money going out. And tobacco was the first thing that they bought before even food or paying bills.
That's right.
So that then gave me the thought, okay, I'm going to let's look at this. Now, when they swapped over to e-cigarettes, their monthly cost to maintain vaping was only up to a maximum of $40 in 1 month.
Compared to, you know,
compared to $360, $420.
Yeah, oh, that's a big savings.
I'm not very good.
That's big savings, right?
Yeah, it's a huge amount of savings in 1 month. So that just cemented it for me. I thought, I'm not stopping. I've got to keep going at this. So over that year of 2015 to 2016, I quietly went ahead, kept doing my groups, talking, adjusting my program. And really what I wanted to see was how effective was this out there. Now, I remember I did stop smoking treatment. I know the success rates in individual treatment as well as group-based therapy. Now, I delivered group-based therapy. And I was hitting, I had 80 people enroll into my groups. Now, all high percentage of Māori and Pacific in my groups. And out of that, I had 76 people quit tobacco, not smoking. And the That's amount good. Of money they saved. But what I also look at is reducing debt, getting that debt off their back. Because that's a real heavy burden for that's a lot of our families. And so I found out around about the eighth, ninth month of quitting smoking tobacco and looking at how they reduced their debt, it was around the eighth, ninth month that they were wiping their debt completely.
That's a huge achievement.
I had one ring me up and she just said, I've done it. My last $20, and it is, you know, Bay Corp. They are not hounding me anymore.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, it's a positive way to get them off the tobacco, and to, like, you see the benefits of saving, and all that. So what you're doing is really good. Just before we go on to you again, I'm just going to... we have another beautiful lady here. We'll give her a few minutes, you know. You're a huge supporter as well. You've come in with Rebecca. And I've never heard of this, you know, vape to save thing. So we'll come back to you to say a few words. But if you could just, you know, a minute or a few seconds or something, just... say a few words on your thoughts on all this.
I've got a huge background in tobacco control, and New Zealand wants to go smoke free by 2025. We've got some of the world leading policies and lots of great clinical practice, but we actually need something quite what I would call disruptive in some ways.
Disruptive.
Disruption, particularly for Māori and Pacific.
Okay.
Now, I've known Rebecca for years, and she said it. When she first came out with e-cigs, the sector, the researchers, both in New Zealand and across the world, were there was a lot of disagreement. There were those who hated it, those who loved it. And at that time, I was actually, I had just moved off the not liking e-cigarettes.
Okay.
I thought that, you know, it may influence our younger people to start taking up smoking. I didn't know the dangers around it and so forth. Then I met Rebecca. I came onto the, I was on the fence, but after speaking with her and knowing how hard it is for Māori and Pacific, her program out in GI, Gleninus, and I live in Gleninus, and I know those women that she's working with, and they are the most stubborn, hard to change, stuck in their old ways. Well, sorry, I hope they're not listening. It's not the beautiful woman too, but you know, when you've had 20 years of 30 years of smoking, or it's been generations, generations of cigarette smokers, it's very difficult. And so at that point, I thought, well, I think what Rebecca's doing is magnificent, because it's she is engaging the community, but it's her communication as well, and that's something that's really important. She talks about quality vaporizers to be used, and it's really good to have a in-house expert, you know, around us. So that's why I'm here today, not to, you know, give my views as such, but really to support Rebecca's work, because I believe that she's onto something really big. She's been on it for a while, actually. So thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Stephanie. The reason I asked you is because of your support, you know, and it's good to hear that you're pretty much reinforcing and endorsing what she's doing, you know, from another, through someone else's eyes who's actually walked the trail with her. So, Rebecca, if you could just elaborate on what exactly is vape to serve, to save, vape to save.
Vape to save, So that was, in my mind, vape, vaping is when you use an e-cigarette and you're vaping on an e-cigarette. So I thought, okay, I'll use vape. And then to save is to save your life, to save your money.
Yeah.
So it's getting healthier and wealthier.
Makes sense.
And, so that's sort of why I chose that name. But
that's a cool name, by the way.
Oh,
very catching. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
You know, got to be catchy when we're out.
Cool.
I had my group of vapers, my vape champions in Gleninus, that actually helped me with that name and helped me with my logo.
Yeah.
So you know, it's really community focused and led, and I'm really clear on that. You know. So this is a stop smoking program.
Yeah, this is just another way of doing it.
Another way of doing it, and I've weaved financial capability in it. Mm-hmm. So we look at just really simple things, reduce debt or save for a financial goal. Two things. And then, you know, we work on their quitting, and the money that they save from that is just amazing. So that is purely what it is, and the outcomes that I'm getting is just amazing. And it's really successful. I think what has been a bit of a change for me personally, because, you know, I was a service provider. We all think service, we are serving to a community. I have changed this because I've been also working with Te Waipuna Pōwai, Sisters of Mercy, and they are all about helping a community build themselves up. And that is where I made my change, where it is community driven, where they determine their destiny, and we all decide what next for Vape to Save. Where are we going to go? I have got people volunteering their time now to help me, because I don't get no funding. Help me to help more people in our community, and so I am training them now to facilitate Vape to Save groups. They are vapers themselves, so they're really savvy when it comes to the vaping technology and talking about it. but we are now helping more people in the community. Mm. So I did start in our Gleninus and, and Pamua, our Tamaki area. We're now across Auckland. And I'm now training someone in the Pukekohe, Tuakau area. We've got group tonight, actually.
Okay.
So I'll be travelling down there tonight to our group of ladies and down there to go through their sessions. But it's a six-week program. It's 1 hour of your time. That's it.
That's all, yeah.
6 hours. And I can tell you by that 6 hours, you will be quit. No more smoking tobacco.
Make a difference.
It is amazing. And everyone has a voice in a group. You know, it's not just about sitting there listening to me talk, talk, talk.
Yeah.
It's about community, really owning it and being a part of it. And, you know, they become such a family. I can walk down the street of our GI area and they're all going, "Hey, Bex," and they're all blowing their clouds. And you know what? It makes my heart sing to see that, because what I know is that that's not tobacco. It's 100% toxins. Where you've got vaping, that is 95% less harm.
Yes.
No combustible smoke.
Yeah.
So it's doing no damage in that space.
To their heart, to their lungs or to their system. Thank you. You've been very innovative, and you've just, like you said, you know, you've just come in and disrupted the normal way of doing things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like the normal thinking, you know, because we used to have a 5-day plan, quit smoking, and it doesn't work, you know. People are still asking, oh, well, you know, it's like just hard, cold, stop smoking. What do they do? Not long, they're back onto it. So what you're doing is you're walking them through to eventually stop smoking altogether.
That's right.
Yeah. And in a modernized way, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all about us being modern.
Smart. Well, and relevant. Being
that's
relevant.
Right.
I mean, they can understand. We're in the e-world now, or the i-world now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the space
we're
working
in. So you just got to go with the times and work it with the times, and they can, you know, think it that way.
Yeah.
So, that's really great. That's really awesome. So how does one get in touch with the organization or whatever, if they need help, how can they?
With Vape to Save?
Who do they reach out to? How do they reach out?
Well, so Vape to Save, honestly, I am on real minimum funding, but I have got a bit of a following now on Facebook.
I was just going to ask, are you on Facebook?
Yeah. So it's at Facebook, at Vape to Save. So it's Vape, V-A-P-E, the number 2, and then Save, S-A-V-E.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like our page, you can contact me through there.
Okay.
And honestly, we've had a lot of people around the country contacting us through there and just getting some advice and, you know, how can they do it. We also people contact me on my mobile. So that's probably how they contact me. Facebook's probably the best place.
Okay.
At this time.
Yes.
And, you know, I have a group of ladies that monitor that Facebook page, so we're able to respond effectively and efficiently.
That's how they can get in touch.
Absolutely.
So you're saying tonight, so if anyone's listening, are they able to rock up tonight, or do they need to register, or do they?
Tonight it's in
it's
tour.
Already
it's already happening.
It's already happening.
Their final week.
So no good to join now.
no, but we do have new groups starting, so they will be announced on Facebook.
Okay.
Very shortly. So that's probably the best place to actually see it, and that's when you can actually make contact with us and book yourselves in.
So a limited seat or first come first serve, just so that you know how, you know, and get an idea of numbers that are attending.
Yeah, so most groups are about 10 people, but if we've got more than that, we open our doors. However, it's pretty much closed group
once that
first session, because week 2, everyone's getting vape kits.
Yeah.
And their vape kit is a vape pen with their first e-juice, 30 ml of e-juice with nicotine in it, and it lasts 4 weeks.
Okay.
For 4 weeks.
Right.
So that's not buying tobacco for 4 weeks. I mean, a lot of people can't even imagine it, but it works.
People become so addicted to, you know, cigarettes and all that to the point where they rob, you know, they rob garages and dairies and all just to get that fix.
It's really expensive now to purchase tobacco. And, you know, I think the strategy around tobacco tax has done what it's needed to do and really try and force people to try and give quitting a go. But for those people that are really struggling with their addiction to tobacco, they're the ones that don't have the money. They'll do anything to get
it.
So we need to open up our doors to disruptive technology, as Stephanie just said, you know, and embrace it because this is potentially the way we've got to go. And you know, the New Zealand government have now looking at changing law by mid-2018 to make nicotine e-juice and nicotine e-cigarettes a consumer product.
Okay.
So it will be accessible to everyone.
Okay. Just another question. We've got a few more minutes. In your these workshops and that, you're dealing with people who are already addicted to it. There's also the possibilities that their families might join and start smoking. You kind of mentioned that about your families. Do you have any component at all to help those who are already addicted to help their families not even get onto it, like prevention or not quite yet?
Well, you know, what I'm dealing with at the moment are families, generational smoking.
Yeah.
And so I might have the grandmother that's in this. Now, she's a matriarch. She sets the tone in her family.
That's right.
When she quits, honestly, it's like a ripple effect that goes through her family.
True.
And all of a sudden, everyone, all the whānau members are in my groups because they can't, they cannot believe she's done it.
That's it.
First time in so long. And my oldest member is 73 years old. And the night she turned up, I thought I had to ring the ambulance. She was really suffering from COPD, and she should have had an ambulance. She needed oxygen. A week later, she had done it. Not a single puff of tobacco, vaping. She bounced through that door, and I was just shocked and floored. Now, this is awesome. The magic that can actually happen for people.
Yeah, that's a testimony.
Absolutely.
You don't even have to say anything to the next generation. They see it for themselves.
Thanks.
Awesome. It's been really good having you here. And just in the closing few words, before we go into a break, do you have some final words you'd like to share to those who are listening?
You know, I think it's really important for even family members that don't smoke, but you are looking at your family that are smoking tobacco, and just keep going, be supportive, and keep providing them with an option like e-cigarettes that can actually potentially help them. That's probably where it's got to come from, the whānau. It's got to come from the heart, and I think that's where we've got to go. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And it's been a delight and a real privilege and pleasure to have both beautiful women, Rebecca and Stephanie, to share your passion because you love your families in the community and you want to, you know, help them to be financially well and healthy as well. So to those who are listening in, our guests, we're going to go into a break. There'll be... Yeah, and we'll probably have you back again some other time, you know, as a follow-up and just to see how things are going.
Absolutely.
But on behalf of Te Ama, just thank you so much for the time that you have here. And we just say, you know, God bless you as you go on to your next appointments for the day. It's been awesome having you here.
To our beautiful listeners, I look forward to meeting and talking to many people and especially young people quit smoking because of Rebecca's initiative. E-cigarette, vape to save, with less harm and improved good health, well-being, financial freedom. Vape to save. Te Ama. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Thank you.
I can feel the calm, and here's the reason. I know the peace.
because of the demand of our beautiful Rebecca Ruth Hugh Collins, who is a guest speaker at another community meeting. And, of course, Rebecca being the stop smoking practitioner, we will have her back on Te Ama Radio. Thank you so much. God bless you with your next meeting that you're going to right now.
Oh, kia ora. Hey, thank you, ladies, for having me here today. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to hear our story and what we can actually do as a collective. I'm just really privileged to be here. So, nga mihi kia koutou.
And say hello to our Pacific welfare.
Where are you going now?
Yeah, meeting that where you're going now. And also to our beautiful Stephanie Eric.
Hey, I was here as a supporter for Goelahi. It was amazing to be here and to listen to Rebecca. I could listen to her all day long.
Yeah.
And you two are great. Thank you so much.
We'll just have to let you go now, but we don't really want to. But yeah,
go all the best.
God bless you both. Meeting.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
I know him by name.
Welcome back to Te Ama. And there was a very good conversations, very good informative informations from Rebecca Ruth Hugh Collins, who is the stop smoking practitioner from Hapai Te Hawara. And for me, it's very new to hear this program, but it has been proven to be really good and it's working well. And I recall the oldest person that have stopped smoking or using this vape to save a 73 years old woman. So that is really, really good. And and also when we really think of the harm that is caused by smoking, they have caused a lot of death unnecessary, or shall we say premature death, is because of smoking, that how it has ruined a lot of health people as well as financially. It has done a lot of harm, a lot of damage to individuals as well as families, communities, children, you know, especially those who are smoking, and we call it secondhand smoking. You know, the person that does not smoke but actually breathes in the air that comes out of a smoker, which is actually worse for the person that does not smoke, by breathing in the germs that have come out of the smoker's lung. And we've heard of a lot of people who suffer like lung cancer, and yet they've never smoked. Well, this will contribute because they breathe in
what has been breathed out of a smoker's lung, and which is worse than actually smoking a cigarette.
Mm. The thing that really interested me, intrigued me about the e-cigarettes that Rebecca was sharing with us, Fale, is it's a new way. You know, it's a new way of trying to get people to quit smoking. There, although there is a small degree or small measure of nicotine in there, it's not. It doesn't have all the other harmful chemicals that are actually in tobaccos and in tobacco and cigarettes. And her ultimate goal is that people eventually stop quitting, quit smoking altogether. Excuse me. So instead of just stop smoking cold turkey, and people have, you know, really bad withdrawals, it's a gradual step to eventually quitting altogether. And it was sad to hear that her mother passed away from smoking. Because of smoking, she had emphysema, which is one of the diseases or one of the sicknesses that one gets because of smoking. Because of the tar, the nicotine, and all the bad chemicals that have clung to the lungs inside the windpipe and all that. And because of her passion to save other people financially and in a healthful way, she has taken the initiative to create this organization out of her own funding, Vape to Save. And so we just wish her all the best as she continues to do this.
The thing that really got to me is when she said, like, within 6 hours, and this Vape to Save actually worked. And especially there were, do you remember how much money that they would waste in a week to buy cigarettes?
Is that over to 200?
Yeah, that's ridiculous, isn't it? Yeah. And so when she said, going through this program, they will save that much money.
Mm.
And so they, all of a sudden, they realize they can do a lot of things that they never used to be able to do because of buying cigarettes. Mm.
For those of you who don't know, I only saw myself for the first time in what an e-cigarette looks like. It looks like a pen. And they put this juice or chemical stuff in it with a very minimal amount. There are only 4 ingredients in it. I wanted to find out myself what this was. So they think they're smoking cigarettes or full tobacco, but it doesn't have, as I mentioned before, the harmful chemicals in it. I think the only thing about it is really just the nicotine at a very low percentage, and it's not as harmful, but as I mentioned before, eventually the ultimate goal is for them to get off it altogether, and then to benefit from, you know, financial benefits and health benefits as well. Yeah, Fale, did you have something else to share?
No, it's interesting because, like ourselves, we, you know, we don't smoke and we've never smoked, and it's interesting hearing, you know, the passion that Rebecca have for people who do smoke, you know, waste a lot of money, and you know, how they ruin their health. And she's so young. That's what I was, you know, I was wishing that the listeners will see her, because she's so young and so passionate.
And she's been doing this for 10 years.
10 years. And as she said, because, you know, she saw with her own mother, right?
Yes. And then her own siblings started smoking as well.
Mm.
And she was trying to help them find a way, a better way, if there's, you know, if you can put it that way, which is less harmful. And less costless. So it was good to have her in today to share that.
And that's what it's all about, you know, having that passion, compassion, loving people and helping them to, you know, have a better life. And I really admire her, you know, for her willingness. And everything is done voluntary.
You've got to be a special kind of person to have a passion to be able to help people to spend 10 years of your life doing something like that, and, you know, not getting paid full time, but still going around, you know, doing the best that she can do to make a difference in the lives of people. And she's talking about the Māori women and Pacifica women, and this is not limited just to that ethnicity. It's also for other women, but she's specifically just working with them, although what she said, it's open to anybody. You can actually contact her through Facebook, Vape to Save, and then like, and then you can, if you're interested, if anybody's listening and interested in some help in this way to quit smoking, you can, again, like on Facebook, Vape to Save, that's V-A-P-E, number 2, and Save, S-A-V-E, and then like it, and then you can get in touch with them. Fali, you have something?
Oh, no, I just want to share this a little bit from the Ministry of Healing, where it talks about the natural remedies.
Mm-hmm.
Not only just giving up smokes and things like that, but also to include things like now they can enjoy, they can smell food, you know, they can actually taste food,
mm-hmm.
like pure air, sunlight, you know, proper rest and proper exercise, proper diet,
mm-hmm.
and also the use of water, you know, all these things, it's, mm-hmm. it's part of all these changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And trust in divine power.
Yeah.
You know, these are the true remedies.
That's
wouldn't
right.
you say so?
Yeah, there's a another program that has been running for quite some time. It's the New Start program, where, you know, the acronym is used as nutrition, N's for nutrition, E's for exercise, W's for water. And sunshine's very good for us, doing all things in a temperate way, which is tea. And air we breathe is very important as well, especially fresh air. You know, we can get out and have some fresh air. Another important thing is to have rest, a lot of rest, and trust in God. And also, you know, a lot of family time and just living a healthy life. Thank you, everyone, for listening to us. It's been a pleasure having you on board with us as we shared... listen to Rebecca and her Vapor to Save project in helping people to quit smoking.
I just want to wish you good health and continue to keep yourself warm. It's quite cold this winter. And I look forward to see you next week. And God bless you all. Te ama, Pacifica Health.